Yeah, I suffered from stage fright when I began to be presented as a star. Until then, I don't remember ever suffering from stage fright. I worked at the Cyril's in Hollywood when I was named Abby Lincoln. Sammy Davis had worked there. Many great stars. And but the club was on the decline. And I auditioned for him and everything. And he wasn't impressed with me. I knew that because he said I've had it. But my manager talked him into it. And I opened that night. And I trembled. I was so frightened at being at Cyril's, and I wasn't anybody yet, and I knew it. And it was hard to sing, so I finally said to the audience, I'm scared to death. And as soon as I said that, it relieved all the tension, and I could do the performance. And I remember saying to Max a couple of years later, I said, you don't suffer from stage fright when you go to the stage. So why is that? He said, because I'm too busy preparing to be afraid. And I heard that too. I haven't suffered from stage fright, I guess, since then. I'm not afraid anymore. And I don't come to impress anybody, but it is a preparation that you make when you come to the stage.
What is that preparation? How do you do that?
I don't know if I could explain it. It's a spiritual thing. Sometimes she feels grumpy and she doesn't want to be bothered and she doesn't want any food to eat. It all depends. But I don't come with stage fright, with an attitude. I watched Eartha Kitt with an attitude and I didn't understand it, but I understand it now. Dinah. Yeah, an attitude. It's you're not alone. And sometimes you don't want to do it, but you do. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to be. And sometimes they stand real close to you, the light. And everything you do is just in the pocket. And sometimes they're way over there somewhere and you're alone and you can't. And it's not as much enjoyment as you wish it was. But after a while, there's a certain level for the music, for your performance. And it doesn't go too far up or too far down. It might, you know what I mean? It's not ever going to be too bad. But sometimes that spirit comes and carries you away and you don't have to think about anything. It just uses you. And the audience hollers and you understand it. Mm-hmm. It's a healing process for all of us. They know everything that I know. There's nothing that I bring to the stage that the people don't know about.